Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling because Arlington, Alexandria in Fairfax County needs your help. We have the highest crime, the highest rate, homelessness, prices, business failures, foreclosures, and bullying, and the lowest education performance and home affordability ever in the history in our Northern Virginia community. And 1 in 6 girls are today raped and will continue to be sexually assaulted unless we stand up and protect them. Gary Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th Congressional District community.
Are they a Republican or a Democrat?
Republican, ma'am.
Okay, and what's his name?
Gary Torres.
He'll have my vote. If as long as it's in District 8, and as long as I can vote for him because I live in Alexandria, he'll get my vote. The Republican guy will get my vote.
Okay, I just have one question for you. What is your biggest concern about our community and nation so Jerry can understand and help?
Wait, this is, did you say Jerry Connolly?
No, Gary Torres.
How do you spell that?
Jerry, like J-E-R-R-Y?
No, I got your, how about the last name?
T-O-R-R-E-S.
Oh, Torres. Bueno. Yes. Okay, gracias. Okay. Sorry.
No worries.
He'll have my vote. In fact, I'm headed off to Spain, and he's probably, you know, Hispanic, but I'm going to the Spanish side of the world in 2 weeks. Yes, so the biggest concern for me is our economy. Number one, I have worked in geospatial technology for the federal government, and I'm concerned with the federal government employees keep getting raises, but the rest, our economy, Joe Biden just bought votes by giving government employees raises. Joe Biden is trying to buy votes by paying off student loans. I am not about to pay the student loan off for somebody that went to college that my student loans didn't get paid off. No freaking way. The other thing that I'm concerned about is, you know, we're concerned about all these kids. I don't give a shit about children, frankly. I'm 61 years old. I'm concerned about my neighbor across the hall who lives on Social Security and doesn't have a job, and she can't afford to live. She has to decide between paying her rent, buying her medication, or paying for food. I volunteer with the City of Alexandria, Live Alexandria, and multiple organizations, and I bring her food every month. I help her with, you know, GoodRx and everything else. But something that our nation is not concerned about is people over age 60 who can't afford to survive. That's my number one concern. Stop paying off student loans. Stop giving credits to families so they could have more kids. Let's start increasing the Social Security payments so the people that built this country can survive in it.
Good. Thank you so much for your opinion. Just remember that you can check him out on our website, www.torresoscongress.com.
Okay. Thank you so much
for your participation.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.